On University of Dayton Week, does incentive spending really take from the rich and give to the poor? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Zhao Wang, assistant professor of economics, determines whether the intended benefits are real.
Economic development incentives are a mainstay of state and local strategies to attract or retain employers. Governments can offer a variety of incentives, including grants, tax credits, and money toward infrastructure, to lower firms' cost of doing business in a particular location. In return, potential benefits include business investment, job creation, higher income, more tax revenue, and economic growth more generally. Incentive spending continues to rise despite the lack of consensus about whether such policies produce the intended result. Notably, a large number of incentive deals are awarded to billionaire-owned companies, some of which are well-known low-wage employers such as Walmart. My research with Stephen Ellis and Cynthia Rogers, both at the University of Oklahoma, examined the relationship between incentive use and income inequality. We analyze incentive use with data collected by Good Jobs First, which includes 41 states from 2000 to 2009. Panel regression methods let us look at how incentive use and income inequality vary across states. We considered three measures of income inequality: Gini coefficient, top 1% income share, and top 10% income share. We found that higher incentive spending is related to widening income inequality. Whereas the effects vary by region, our analysis indicates that using incentives redistributed income from the bottom 90% to the top 10%, creating a reverse Robin Hood effect. This finding is also linked to my previous research, which shows that higher incentive spending at the state level is associated with lower spending on productive public goods and services, such as education and highways. For policymakers who contemplate using incentives to stimulate growth, our findings serve as an additional warning.
That was Zhao Wang of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.